playing hard as a team defensively. We applied pressure on them all over the field, which was our game plan. We worked hard on it defensively all week at practice. I thought we lacked that energy and kind of bite to the game that we didn't carry St. Louis. I mean, St. Louis was a deceiving game. We actually didn't play poorly. But tonight, it was just a completely different feel. We didn't want to give them any time on the ball. I'm sure they thought that we were going to drop back a little bit and not necessarily defend that way. So we decided to take the game at them, especially at home with our fans. And then you've got great goal scorers up top that will score goals. And it was just a matter of time before they started finding the net. I mean, Sinclair and Marta had their chances last weekend. But we still have a long ways to go, and it's only going to get better.
Christine is obviously going to be the sort of headline with her two goals. One player who really impressed me, though, was Kelly O'Hara. I'm wondering, how pleased you are with her play and if you thought she would integrate into the side this quickly, coming in as a rookie like this.
I knew she would from the very beginning. I've been saying it all along. I've coached her. I know what Kelly can bring to a team. And she's a special player. I honestly believe that. I think she can be one of the top U.S. players. And you can see her work rate up and down the field, her touch. She makes great choices. And she's a forward that likes the physical contact, too. So she doesn't shy away from tackles. She gets it in the defensive end and runs nonstop 90 minutes long. You get certain forwards that just like to post up or look for their chances. But you know what? Kelly's going to give you a 90 minutes strong every game. I didn't have doubts when I drafted her. That's why we drafted her number one. And I thought she would complement Sinclair very well up top, and she has.
Were you pleased with Carrie and Kristen, Becky, with the lineup changes you made from last week to this week?
Very pleased. I mean, I told the team the player that I was most proud of was Carrie Dew. Carrie Dew wasn't even rostered last week. She didn't travel with the team. And then she comes in here and plays 90 minutes. And I also believe that Becky and Carrie were the difference tonight. They won almost every ball in that midfield, stepping in, tackling, winning air balls. And then they're good soccer players where they were able to keep the ball for us and combine. So those two in the middle were outstanding tonight and just really, they set the tone. But everyone did. I mean, Chapman and Rachel were excellent in the back. Allie Riley making runs. Kristen Graysack was sound defensively. That's why we kept her there. She's honest. We know what we're going to get out of her defensively. And then, our front runners created problems for them all night long. And that's what they get paid to do.
What about
last week you mentioned how you kind of went all offense with your lineup, at least from the midfield up. You took some of that offense out, yet you scored three more goals than you did last week. Can you explain how that happened?
It just happened. I mean, it has to do with us being a little bit more organized defensively and winning balls early and not letting them really play. I don't think we let them combine for more than 5-6 passes, actually more than that in the attacking third. So we were tight on them. We would win the ball, and then we were able to attack them.
How about the theater playing here, East Bay, first time, nice crowd? I mean, just your thoughts about the first go-around here.
I was thrilled to see the stands filled the way they were, and I think we did our job and we put on a show for our fans, and hopefully they'll want to come back and see even some better soccer and more goals, because this team has the quality to do so. And and this is only the second game of the season. Everyone's going to get that much better. We've got a lot of room to improve, and but it is exciting. I think we got our preseason game out of the way last weekend, and hopefully we won't have that anymore. But again, it's just one game, and the goals will win our way this way, and we'll see. Hopefully we can continue putting pressure on the other team so we get more chances.
How important it is to bounce back from this and couple it with another good performance next week at home?
Oh, it's very important. I mean, as a team, you want to get on a roll and a winning, kind of have that momentum go your way. And at any professional sport, once you start winning, it rubs off on all the players and the mentality. And then you know what? You just get calls going your way. The ball bounces your way, and we're trying to get to that. We wanted to make sure the most important thing was not start the season 0-2 because then you start really second-guessing what you're trying to do, and this is a great performance to bounce back. And now can we carry this into next weekend's game? Because it's not good enough to just get a win today and then come down next weekend. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of emphasis put on can we continue getting better and attacking Atlanta the way we attacked New York today.
Is this a statement game that beating the defending champions into the league?
I'd like to think so. But you know what? They're defending champions. Every single team in this league, I think, could have won the championship last year. That's how good these teams are. And it's a great win today, but I wouldn't be surprised if the champion this year is just maybe a few games over 500, because that's how tough the games are going to be. But I think it is important that you win your home games, and that's one of the things we stressed on, too, is that no one comes here to our home and comes out with a win. So this was good for us.